This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey, good Tuesday morning to you. Party Line, Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays, jamming out to some Doobie Brothers. The long train running. Yeah, Melissa's done it again. Actually, I think Cindy maybe put that in this morning. They know. They know the music I like. Going all the way back to the 70s. I think 1977, if I remember that. The long train running. Hey, good morning. Hope you're having a good one. It's a little warmer than it has been in the last... maybe like last week. So temperatures change. But hey, don't despair. They're going to go back. It's going to get winter again. We'll kind of keep you updated on the forecast. We are under a fog advisory, by the way. So you might want to make sure you get the dim lights on and get your headlights on and make sure that you're driving safely as you're going to and fro and wherever you're heading out this morning. I think that's going on until, let's see, about 10 o'clock this morning, I believe. Special weather statement. Let me read this real quick, and we'll make sure that we get it out. And it looks like until 9 a.m. So we're about ready to be done with it. So dense fog advisory. No, now they're telling us it is 10 a.m. Okay, so 10 a.m., dense fog advisory. So just be very careful as you're driving. Today, it's going to be a high of 43, and I think we're almost probably there now. Tomorrow, 34. Thursday, 21, and a chance of some possible snow going on. So, hey, we thank everybody for being a sponsor. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshand's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Also, Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Ivy Tech Community College in changing lives. They're all over the place. So, we've got Big Old Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. I have to big shout out to Jim's Heating. It was a crazy weekend. Crazy weekend. We had our furnace went out Friday night and called Jim and he sends a guy over. So, hey, we got three other ones that are out. And I said, hey, no problem. We're trying to get things. We got a very busy weekend, and I'm going to be gone most of the weekend, so you just get it when you can. And they were out there, and actually had to come back twice. But so Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, they're right there. I got our furnace up and running again on Saturday. So BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for everywhere else, including Rossville, Michigan Town, Kirkland, Frankfort, Mulberry, and Colfax. Don't forget Colfax. 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoops Country Foods, Big Old Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, and Newell Gas, all helping us with the WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. And it's brought to you by all those fine sponsors. So we appreciate them. Today, coming at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Sean Reeves over at the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. And we're also going to be talking to Mary Lynn Peters of Frankfort. She is the queen of the Frankfort market. And we're going to be talking to her. Actually, I think I've got Mary Lynn on the line now. Mary Lynn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. I'm warmer today than I was Saturday when we had no furnace.
So, oh gosh.
Yeah, it was.
We just had a new one put in too. So.
Oh yeah, it's not fun, but hey, I was very thankful for Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. They did a great job, and we appreciate them. And it was like I told him, I said it was such a crazy weekend of things going on that I appreciated that. I was able to come home to a warm house because I was tired by Saturday night. So, how's things going, Mary Lynn? You've got the market in full swing. You've moved that over to the Edward Jones building, and just continues to grow. You're doing a great job.
Right. Yeah, it's filling up the building there, which is I like. That's what I wanted to happen.
Absolutely.
This Saturday is our December one, so there's going to be lots of Christmas goodies. There's going to be all kinds of people can buy unique gifts there. Nothing that you can buy in a big box store. These are all homemade items and really nice items. I mean, we got candles, we got wood creations, we've got cards, we've got hand knitted, crocheted items. We've got, of course, all of our great baked goods. I'm trying to think.
Oh yeah, the baked.
We've got one guy that.
Oh yeah, there's a guy that makes like some blueberry bread or something. I mean, it is really.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, it is really good. That's it's very good. Well, I mean,
it doesn't help my diet at all. Carbs are not my friends.
No,
so.
Hey, neither are they mine. But but unfortunately, that's my my biggest problem. I bread, sugar, carbs.
Right.
It is wow, and of course, this time of the year. It's
hard.
It is very challenging, but
it's very hard.
But you mentioned handcrafted items, so there's people that make all kinds of goodies that are available, and you make a good point. Gifts are right now. That's the thing. It's Christmas, so they can pick up a great gift.
Right. We've got a guy that he is a wood sculptor. I call him.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes things out of wood that are just amazing.
Yep.
Bought a couple of little things from him for Christmas, for decorating. It's just amazing how he does it. I don't know if they do jigsaw or how they do it, but I have none of that talent, so I'll let him do it. And there's wreaths, there's handmade wreaths, there's, oh my gosh, there's just so much stuff out there that you can come and pick and tie-dye. If you want, someone likes their tie-dye, Maria's there with all her tie-dyes. Homemade candles. People, we got someone that does candles, and they recycle like cups and different containers, and they make candles out of them.
Right.
Just all different kinds of things, and it's just amazing that what these people can do.
Oh yeah.
I just don't have that.
No. Well, I tell people all the time, I would love to be able to paint or do something artistic like that. I can't even draw a stick person. My stick person looks like for some reason they always gravitate to make my stick people look bigger. My stick person looks fat, so maybe it's a
I've got some artists in my family, but it skipped right over me. So
I hear you. Same here. The thing about the Frankfurt market as well is that it's completely free. I mean, people can come in. You don't have to pay. You don't have to pay for a ticket or anything like that. And really, you know, when you think about going to other expos and places like whether it be the home show or other which you have a lot of the same type of vendors often, but you got to pay a pretty I think it's about $15 now to get into the home show, which I mean that's a big
you got to pay to get in, and they charge the vendors even, and I don't charge the vendors
you're getting it done with sponsorship and taking care of the building, and that's fantastic. So how many you said? About how many vendors do you have right now? Do you know?
Oh, gosh. I think the last time I had over 30 vendors.
Awesome.
I think about 35 I had last month. I'm hoping I will have about that much, even more, since it's for Christmas. A lot of people come out. Of course, I'm going to have Troy Chester. He's going to be there singing.
Troy. Entertainment. Yeah, Troy. He's a good friend. Great guy.
Yeah,
great guy.
He's a good boy. Good boy, and then Clarence Davis, Big Country Barbecue. He's going to be there to feed up everybody that wants to eat, and that always is good at barbecue.
That's this Saturday.
That's this Saturday. Yep, 9 to 1. This is hopefully maybe I can get Santa Claus to even come down and visit. I don't know. left.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's got to be good boy and girl, so.
The problem with Santa, anytime that I hear Santa, I just kind of get concerned about the list, you know. I'm always worried, you know.
Checking it, yeah.
Yeah, well, right. if he checks it, you know, if he doesn't check it, I'm okay. But you know, it's kind of like if you go back and you check that list and say, oh well, I think you're on the list, Shan. But what category are you in? So, but
which list is he talking about?
I think for the most part, people are going to be on the nice list. But it's an opportunity for again. It's an opportunity for people to go browse and look around. And if you don't have something to do, especially, you know, this is a tough time. You know, there's so many things going on. I mean, basketball,
right.
Weddings. We got a wedding this Saturday. I mean, it's and you know, you don't think about weddings in December, but more, you know, that is becoming one of the most popular months now to get married. It's crazy, but. You know, people they have that kind of Christmas theme, and they want that mm-hmm. wintry look, and so a lot of stuff going on. But this is an opportunity to come in early, and you can stay as long as you want to. You're not going to kick you out or anything. So
nope. You can come talk to me if you want. I'll be sitting there in the corner watching everybody.
Yeah. So what have you got planned after Saturday? What's the plan for? The upcoming year and 20, it's hard to say that we're getting ready to say 2025.
Yeah, close to that. Well, that's 25, year 2525 is that song. Really close.
Well, maybe 500 or maybe 500 years, but when you think about that, though, who would have thought that we would be celebrating the year 25? I mean, that's
right.
You know,
when it turned 2000, everyone thought the world was going to end.
Oh yeah, you remember
know?
That?
As soon as it hit 2000.
Oh, I was working with Youth for Christ at the time, and we had consultants that came in and said, "Yeah, you're going to have to turn. You're going to have to change all your computer software. Everything's got to be changed."
Right.
And when everything flips over, you're going to lose all your data. You're going to lose everything that you ever had.
Oh, gosh.
And so we're up. I mean, I'm there at the teen center that night, like at midnight, waiting to see what's going to happen, because we had put everything in another software package, and that was back in the old DOS days, MS DOS. I mean, it wasn't.
Oh yeah.
You didn't have
a
USB drive. It was a big old floppy disk, and and lo and behold, 1201 came, and guess what? Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. I know. I was managing the Common Grounds then, and I had a cook that. She was scared to death that the world was going to end, and I'm like, well, you know, do what you want, but we're going to be open, so.
Yeah, I'm sure Phil and Pam were, you know, they weren't worried too much about that. So, but
yes,
and see that brings a great memory back. Common Grounds, Lord, I loved
going
there for lunch.
Yeah.
Sitting under the big scoreboard, and that was a great place to eat. Great place to eat.
Yeah.
So,
I loved it.
It was. How long did you work there?
Oh gosh, for a long time. I started out part time back in '84. And went into once my sister and brother-in-law bought it, they were the last owners. So I quit my job at the sheriff's department, dispatching, and went there to manage.
Right. Phil Ramsey owned it then, right? Phil and Pam?
No, he started it.
Yeah, he started it. That's right. He sold it.
And then he sold it to, I think, Price's.
Yes.
And then they sold it to Ball's, and then...
Yep.
Ball sold it to my sister.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Now, I knew there was there was some different ownership there, and you were there in 2000 under your sister.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I was there till the end. But boy, there was a lot of good times there. Anyway, in the market.
yeah. Sorry. I got to go down memory lane.
Oh,
that's
all right.
Of course, you used to work here. I mean, we used to work together here at the radio station.
I worked everywhere. I used to work here at the sheriff's department too as a dispatcher. So.
Oh really? I didn't know that. So learn something every day. Well,
and hoops and everywhere.
Well, you've got your hoops. I remember that. But you know, talking about the market for next year, it is 2025. You're coming up on a very kind of a celebratory year, because you know we're pretty excited. Glovers, that's our 100th year anniversary, and then Zachary's will be celebrating their 75th year being in business, the Chamber is going to be celebrating 110 years being around. So there's a lot of organizations and businesses that 1925 was a big year, a big time for them. So
right.
they got things started. So so what you got planned for the 2025 season?
Well, we're going to do once a month at the fairgrounds through April, and then we'll go back out to the Veterans Park during the summer, but take July off.
Okay.
Because of all the festivals and everything going on there anyway.
Right.
And then back at it again in August. But we're only going to do the second and the fourth Saturdays.
Okay, second and fourth Saturdays of the month. Now, but is that during the spring and summer?
That's outside.
Yeah,
right.
That's the outside.
Right, that's
okay.
While we're outside.
Be once a month. The second Saturday during the winter, but then second and fourth during the spring and summer.
It's not really the second Saturday during the winter. I always tried to get the first Saturday of the month, they were already booked for different things. So this time it's the 14th of this month, and then January is January 4th.
Okay, so that goes back to the first Saturday then. Okay.
Yeah, that goes to the first Saturday, but then February, I don't have my schedule on me right now. February, March, they're all different, but I always advertise, you know, when the next one's going to be, so in plenty of time so people know. It's just they're all mixed because I didn't get in time to get all the month things.
Well, the thing about it, too, the ones that are outside, I mean, it's just visible. People can drive by and say, I'm going to stop here, but the one out there at Edward Jones Building, because there are a lot of auctions and there's a lot of private parties and things that take place, so people don't necessarily know unless, you know, there is more, you know, advertising to it, because you wouldn't know that. But this Saturday, and it's open to the public. You don't have to have a ticket, and it's open to anybody that wants to come in and participate. Now, how do people, if they want to have a booth, what do they get a hold of you, Mary Lynn?
They can get a hold of me. There's no fee. There's no setup charge. If they got any questions on, you know, what they want to do, I do ask them, because we have so many vendors that they just take up a 10 by 10 area. If they have like three tables, they can make a U out of it. Stuff like that, you know, just so we're not taking up too much space. You know, make room for all the other vendors.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want, if you're going to sell food, anything edible, I need to know what you're selling, because we're not allowed to have any canned items, nothing preserved that you'd make at home. That's under the potentially hazardous food thing.
Right.
Because they may not seal right, they may not have been canned right, whatever. The pH might not be right. So now I do have a guy that sells his peanut butter, but he has gone through all kinds of testing. He went through Purdue to get his pH tested right. And he's got a certificate to show that he can sell that. And that's a really great thing, too. Peanut butter, if you like peanut butter, he's got all different flavors of peanut butter, which I didn't know that even existed.
Oh yeah, you can. I think is that Fred?
No, it's Carlson's out of Thorntown.
Oh, okay. Because I know. I'm trying to remember his last name, but he used to make peanut butter back in the day when we did the farmer's market back in the day, and it was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was pretty good. He also did one that was like a no salt one. So for people that had needed low sodium and no salt, but I'll just tell you, it wasn't very good.
Oh.
Well, I like salt, so I like salted peanuts. I like it pretty much anything salt.
I don't use salt a lot, but I do like to get into a salty snack once in a while.
I like seasoning, so that's my sauces and seasoning.
Yeah.
That's one of my downfalls with all that. But so peanut butter, and then I can vouch for the blueberry. The bread is just unbelievable. I mean, it's really good.
Right.
So
we got some sourdough bread people, and we got of course Carmelot. She sets up with all her good stuff, and I'm hoping Sweet Spot will show up. They haven't made it the last couple of times. But excuse me, I got a cold.
Well, of course. The thing about that too, when you've got all these different vendors, you have variety, and it just draws more people. So it's not even it's not about the competition as much as it is about you're offering a variety, and so people are going to be able to say, you know what, I think I'll take a piece of that, maybe I'll take some of that, and and go from there. And then you find your favorite, and then you kind of come back for that,
Yeah, just bring a big shopping bag and fill it up. I'll help you.
there you go. So, entertain. So Troy's going to be there this Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
He's going to be there this Saturday. I don't have a whole lot lined up yet for this year. I know Kyle Bruton from Good Time Professional Audio helped me out last month. He played some music for me. So, you know, it's nice to just have some music background or, you know, whatever you want to do instead of just...
I remember going and setting up the sound system every Saturday at the Farmer's Market and then go to the then come in and do the Coach's Den on the radio and then have the music and then always have to get back and somebody was either the music's too loud or that's not the kind of music I like or what I
like, you're always gonna get something like that
and I'm like okay I you know I'm sorry we'll turn it down and then you get somebody that says hey I can't even
now
hear the music
hear now I can't hear it.
It's called the human condition, Mary Lynn. So
that's right. You can't please people all the time.
No, it is.
That's the way it is.
And you're dealing with that. You know, I mean, after many, many years, you know, you realize, you know, people are people, and that's what I tell people. Sometimes I can't please my wife half the time. So you know why? How do you think I'm going to please you? You know?
Yeah.
How do you think I'm going to make you feel better? But you know,
right.
So when you're thinking about, so the market is going to go all year round, and it's going to happen twice a month, downtown, yeah. And then once a month until April when you move it out to downtown. It'll be once a month.
Right.
At Edward Jones.
I think April we're paid up through April, so we'll be out there in April because you never know about April and the weather. Now, last year we had it reserved for April, but we did the eclipse thing.
Oh, yeah, April 8th, yeah.
Everyone had the eclipse, so we were downtown. We went out downtown. We were lucky. We had good weather, so.
the weather was amazing.
Concerned about it.
Yeah.
It was. It turned out perfect, so.
Yeah, that was incredible. That was a fun time, and it was amazing, that whole weather. We've been very fortunate with weather, period, really. I mean, if you think about it.
Yes, we have. I think I had one Saturday we didn't set up because it was rainy and nasty and windy and.
That's the biggest thing about Frankfort and Clinton County. It's not so much it's the wind. I mean, it's just
right.
Like, I mean, you set up a tent. Again, I've over the years you setting things up downtown, and I've watched poor Kim Stevens's face, you know, just change from happy to sad when you see tents blowing down the, you know, from hot dog festival. Yep. You know, so
and they have to have their 40-pound weights on their canopies, but sometimes that doesn't help.
Sometimes 40
if the wind
pounds.
Gets up underneath that canopy, then. It's not going to do it.
I don't know. Do you know Greg Messner, which is Chooch? We affectionately call him Chooch. Chooch is he's a train guy around here. But he lives,
So
Chooch and I, if you ever get the chance to stop, talk to Chooch, ask him about the time that he and Shannon and him, we trying to keep the tent at the hot dog festival from blowing away when we had the roundhouse display. It was hilarious and terrifying at the same time. So, it was definitely one of those moments that we will always remember. And Chooch and I, to this day, we still talk about it. So, what do you see the future for the market? What do you think? This time next year or in a couple of years, where do you see things going with the market?
Well, this is going to be our fourth year doing it. So I'm hoping it just keeps continuing on and you know, get more things. I don't know if I get more vendors, I'll have to find a bigger building.
Yeah.
It was hard to find an inside building that was big enough at first, and that's a good problem to have.
Right.
I think it's a real good problem to have when I have so many vendors that, you know, you may have to do something else. I don't know. Hopefully we'll just keep it going and more people support it. You know, come on out, support your locals. They're all local, talented artists. I call them artists.
Well, and when you say local, you know, some people to get, you know, it's not just all Clinton County, but it's regional. I mean, you've got people from Boone County. You got people from Clinton County, from Carroll County. You got Tippecanoe County. I mean, but that they're Indiana people that are within the area. That's, I mean.
Right.
And let's celebrate that. I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
Right. You know, and, you know, anybody can go out to Walmart or any other stores and buy something, you know, but come out here and look. And, you know, you got blankets, you got quilts, handmade quilts, all different kinds of handmade kitchen items and stuff. Something different that I mean, it's not, I mean, I think that's the best gift there is when it's handmade.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, someone took the time to make that.
Right.
And so there's a lot of time and a lot of love and a lot of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears in some cases getting that done. So, you know, it's a unique gift and it's a special gift, I think. It's from the heart.
Right.
So,
and, you know, it reminds me back, you know, back in the day, the JCs, they used to do the Business Expo. And the Business mm-hmm. Expo, of course, the JCs, Junior Chamber, and they did a tremendous, I mean, it was a, I remember when I first moved to town, and it was probably, it went on for many years, but it was out at Case Arena, and they would have, put down paper. Remember that? They'd put down the paper on the floor, and there would be dozens of booths of different businesses.
Yes.
And, but you know, I will tell you, my wife and I, we go down to the home show, about every year. And I will just say that even the big events, the big home shows, just the crowd wasn't, you know, the vendors, some of the same vendors, you know, you just kind of get to that point where, you know, kind of the same thing. But with this, you know, when you're talking about handcrafted, handmade things, it's very unique, and you never know what you're going to get. But but you're trying to, you know, have a resurgence of something that, you know, I think that's been going on from, you know, like the old farmer's market. I remember the seeing pictures of the buggies around the square, you know, with the old farmer's market. So, you know, having the opportunity for people to come and it be completely free, and you're also helping a local person. I never will forget a person once told me that all they needed to make was $300 a day in their little local business for them to make it and make it work. And I'm thinking, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of money, but to them, it was the world.
It's a lot. You know?
It's
a
lot.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And people are doing that right there at the Frankfurt Market. So how do people get a hold?
Some of the people, that's how, you know, they depend on this income. Some of them can't work physically going out to a regular job, so this is what they do, and they use their talent for that, and that's what helps them.
Yeah, that is absolutely, especially when you think of people that maybe have some disabilities or some people that are struggling, maybe it's a supplement income. And just that little bit helps, a long way. It might pay for their medication. It might pay for their food. You know, who knows? So, you know, and what I love about it is people, it's not a handout. They're selling you goods and you're buying
their goods. They're offering something.
Yep.
They're offering something for you. And so, you know, it's a win-win. You get something cool and they get some money to help whatever they need to do.
Absolutely. Well, Mary Lynn, you're doing God's work, so keep it up. How do people get a hold of you?
They can get me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time.
Okay. All right.
So, or we have the group. The group is the Frankfurt Market. It's under Frankfurt Market now. So, you know, I've done also combined the flea market with that. So if you've got collectibles that you can come and sell, no garage sale stuff, but collectibles, you know, like we had a guy who had all of his Hot Wheels. Those are collectibles. And I don't know if he's going to set up this time or not.
Wow. Hot Wheels, man. That would be cool.
Hot Wheels. And we got vintage clothing from back in the day. There's a lady that sets up that stuff. I hope Carol will show up with her purses, her homemade purses.
Carol
purses.
Gal. Yeah.
Yeah, Carol Gal.
Yeah.
She makes purses and she sets up. Hopefully, I haven't seen her yet, but maybe she will. Maybe she's listening and she'll show up. I just called her out. So
yeah, there you go. You know, my wife loves her purses, so I'll tell you that. So
yeah.
Well, you know, you think about you know, when you mentioned the collectibles, it was funny. I was watching just last night. When I get home, I normally eat, and then it's like crash time. But I was went to bed a little early and then woke up. You know how you do? You wake up like at midnight or 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock
in the morning. Yeah, you're wide awake.
Then you're wide awake. So I'm watching this podcast about this, about the Rudolph the Red-Nosed, all of animation. They were the puppets that were used in the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And the guy was asking, where did they all go? And it ended up in an attic. They ended up in some lady's attic that actually worked for the production studio. And I want to say that Rayburn. I can't remember the name of this production, but anyway, most of them melted. Like most of the misfits melted in the heat of the attic. But they had saved Rudolph, Santa Claus, and there was four or five others. And the guy brought it to that. You remember that road show, the auction show where they?
Antique road show.
Yeah, the antique road show. So they're on this road. They're on the. So this guy brings Rudolph and Santa, and he says, "Now I believe this is." So they did the authenticity, and sure enough, it was real. She had taken him from the, and this guy. They ended up giving it. I think he sold him for like $20,000 or something like that.
Oh
and
my gosh!
Now they just sold in an auction for $380,000, and the guy turned around and donated him to a museum of puppets and of art used in movies. But they actually redid them. So they had a lady come in and refurbished them and made them look nicer. But it was wild. When you say those collectibles, you just never know what you might buy.
I know. You know, I like to see someone that collect glass. You know, the old vintage carnival glass and the depression glass. Because I collect it's called Amberina.
Yes.
You can't find that a lot. So when I do find one, like at a garage sale or something, I'm on it. You know.
Yeah. Well, my wife and I, when we first got married, that was kind of our fun. We were always broke, but it was a fun thing to go to antique stores and we would look. Maybe it was part of the mindset. We were always looking for depression glass, maybe because we were so depressed.
Right.
But we were looking for depression glass, and we would buy that green. And so we kind of got into the green depression glass. I don't know how much depression glass we have, but maybe I just need to get it to the market sometime. Who knows what I may have in the basement.
Yeah, you know. And a lot of people, you know, the younger kids don't know anything about the glass.
No. No,
and the story
behind it, you know, how it was all made, and you know the era that it was made in. You know, it's crazy. I mean, I so many great conversations with Leroy Good because he was about 9 years old when the Depression happened, and he was very very vivid memories of what took place and what people had to do and what people were trying to. To make money, it was wild.
Right.
So, but
you know, some of that glass came in detergent boxes.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Cereal boxes
oatmeal boxes, laundry detergent, just all kinds of things.
You know, can you imagine? We got young people listening to us going, "What did they just say? They got you got glass and oatmeal. What you got? What do you mean? What do you mean?"
Yeah, I remember those commercials too.
Oh yeah.
You know, like you, what was it, Cheer or something that you can get a towel or something out of it?
Oh yeah, and then you got now you're going. Now we got the green stamps. Remember the green stamps? You got the
yes.
Oh my,
yep.
The catalog.
My mom filled those books up for. Yep.
Okay, you got me down memory lane now, so Mary Lou.
Yeah, down memory lane. I know.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Well, again, we appreciate what you do, and thank you very much for getting the market up and going and making it happen. It is this Saturday starting at 9 o'clock at Edward Jones Building
at the
fairgrounds. So make sure, and Troy will be out there playing some music, so it'll be a great, great day. So, all right, thank you very much.
Maybe Santa.
And maybe say, hey, if you're nice, just make sure you're on the nice list. So.
Oh, yeah. Gotta do that.
All right. Thanks, Mary Lynn. Have a great day. Take care of that cold. All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
we'll
Chad.
Talk to you soon. All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Mary Lynn Peter, she has been with us this morning talking about the Frankfurt market and has done a great job getting that up and going her fourth year. Hard to believe 4 years of doing that. And we appreciate Mary Lynn. All right, it's a little after 9 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break, come back. Hopefully we'll be talking to Sean Reeve coming up from the Boone County Chamber on Party Line.